when we don't retain when our hands are open, not holding on to anything. There is a relaxation. So, for this, the duration of this meeting, you don't need to hold on to anything. You don't need to remember anything. You don't need to get anywhere. Simply celebrate the simplicity of presence, the effortlessness of presence. Let your experience be just what it is. Don't give a darn about it, how you're feeling, the thoughts that are coming through your mind. Let it all be just as it is. To be completely indifferent to anything which is appearing to you. Let the past be what it is, completely absent. Let the future be what it is, completely absent. You don't need to do anything. Nothing at all. Nothing that you need to know. Forget about your past achievements. All the past experiences. Every moment is a fresh moment. Never experienced before. And never experienced again. You have no name. You have no form. Thoughts appear to you as they appear, they dissolve in you. Sensations, images, you try to hold on to them and they're gone. It's nothing to hold on to. And you have no hands to hold on to anything. You are not located anywhere. You perceive. You are aware. Your entire reality is awareness. The history of your body and the history of your mind are just that, scripts on a piece of paper, a narrative. A movie on the screen. Because the body and the mind, they are a movie on the screen. They're perceived. They are paintings. You are the creator, you are the artist, you are that which does not appear on the screen. You do the best you can with the body, with the mind, but you don't need to identify yourself with the body, with the mind, with various states of mind. Because identification is not real. There is no reality to it outside of your imagination. no matter how hard you try to pin yourself down as somebody, you are not a somebody. Life is your playground. It does not define you in any way. Look at the ocean. How playful it is. Waves crashing on the ocean, on the shore. Bubbles. Such creativity. The mind is just a movement, not a problem that you need to solve or fix. A flow of thoughts and perceptions and sensations. You don't know what you are. And that's perfect, not to know, simply be not knowing, because being is, there is no way around it, but being is not limited. We don't know any limitations to being. We don't know any limitations to awareness. That is our true experience. We don't know. Such freedom in not knowing. Is rejoicing in not knowing. You don't need to compare and analyze and judge and measure, and evaluate. Except if you work in quality control, some factory or some company. Otherwise, you don't need to. Continue to evaluate and measure and judge. What is it that we are evaluating and measuring? Because thoughts, they move. They don't exist, appear and disappear. But you are that which neither appears nor disappears. There's no way around it. Allow the universe to universe itself, whichever way it chooses to, in your body, in your mind, in your environment. Because it is possible for you to understand that You are not in the world, of the world. You are not in the mind or of the mind. They appear to you, you being the freedom. You being the perceiver. Nothing that you need to do. That you're welcome to do whatever you like to do. But nothing that you need to do. Everything that you do, you choose. You choose it as reality, as consciousness. You don't choose it as a personal chooser. Because you don't personally choose your thought. But yet your thought is yours. It's not somebody else's. Yours as what? What is it that you are? What is it that right now perceives? That has no name. That is unborn. You cannot go with a flashlight looking for the sun. You cannot use thought in order to discover awareness. Because the thought is perceived, appears in awareness. But it does not perceive awareness. But you know you are aware. You know that you are. Whatever that is, you don't need to know. It doesn't matter. But you know you are. Presence is. You look around, you don't find any borders to presence. To remain not knowing, being not knowing. I am, and I know that I am. Without adding any qualificative, without adding, I am a male, a female, I am this or that. Because you are not this nor that. You may perceive this, you may perceive that. But why define yourself via something that you perceive? No need to. Consciousness, awareness is the shining light. The essence. The noumenal, the non-phenomenal reality. Creative. Aware. As soon as you imagine yourself existing in time and space, you're playing a different game, the game of limitation, the game of separation. You are nameless. That's so perfect.